Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. When the Lapeer City Commission meets at 6:30 p.m. tonight, or when they met, I should say, they were expected to address some issues that were pulled off the agenda from the last meeting. Some of the items that were carried over to the earlier meeting is the request from the Steel Patriots Motorcycle Club to host their Friday night bikes in downtown next year. The club is requesting to hold Friday night bikes from May 29th through August 26th, 2026, except for July 3rd and August 21, 2026, when other events are happening. Also postponed was the public hearing on the existing 425 agreement between the City of Lapeer and Mayfield Township. Another room item that was postponed was the hearing on changes to Genesee Street between M24 and Saginaw Street. Those two items were on the agenda for tonight to be addressed at a later meeting. And there was a stabbing incident on Thanksgiving Day in St. Clair County. Sheriff deputies were called to the Lake Huron Medical Center when a man arrived with a stab wound to the chest. During the investigation, deputies learned the man's girlfriend had been the one who stabbed him and struck him in the head with a blunt object. After learning that, deputies went to Catawba Drive in Birchville Township and took Taylor Spigner, 28, into custody for her part in the assault. For her action, Spigner is charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor. The felony charges are attempted murder, assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. She was also charged with domestic violence, which is a misdemeanor. Spigner's bond was set at $250,000. And the Satellite County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 p.m. this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, December 2nd, in the board's chamber at 60 West Sanilac in Sandusky. The meeting will start with a public hearing regarding the proposed 2026 general fund budget, which will be followed by a tax foreclosure update by County Treasurer Trudy Bowers. Regarding budgets, the 2025 budget for the medical examiner will be reviewed and the lead medical examiner investigator agreement is expected to be approved during the meeting. At the conclusion of the regular commission meeting, there will be a finance and administrative committee meeting to follow. According to the preliminary agenda for those committee meetings, the board is expected to review several letters of understanding of operations from various departments that will be forwarded to the Board of Commissioners with recommendations. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
We are Mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news. Following the passage of this storm, a surge of Arctic air is projected to spread across the central and eastern United States later this week, driving temperatures to the coldest level so far this season and bringing some locations close to daily record lows in parts of the Plains, Midwest, and interior Northeast. In our international news, local authorities near Kiev report that residential neighborhoods, including areas around the city of Vyshhorod, suffered fires and structural damage from these strikes, forcing evacuations and underscoring the continued vulnerability of urban centers despite strengthened air defenses. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.